The Unassuming Gash, or Herbal Wedlock. My love, I know no softer words, I know no smoother place to lie than on the floor beneath the sky beside these bovine herds that fly. Well done, well done, thou ne'er-do-well, for thou art better than thou know'st, and, saving brickbats for our host, we ring the lutine bell and ape the sailor's ghost. Go, stealthy one, and seek thy place between the Saxon's shoulder-blades. Let no one think that man evades the lover's tax in Thrace, where lads disdain no maid. Ring out the wet and don the dry, and hang the other in the trees, between Colossus' brazen knees, beneath the blazing sky, afire with honey-bees. So, honey, say no sweeter words, I know your banter off by heart, I know your ways, at least in part, upset the apple-cart, and stir the wrath of unromantic curds, who can't endure the weeping of the waif that wanders lonely as a crowd, and talking to itself out loud, declaims the one who vowed in vain to get his lover back again, to where the vows of love would be as safe as Becula with Ben, or worm in field that never farmer ploughed. Ring out the old, I say, but try no cause, nor bring the oldest cause to sorry end, nor tempt the earnest elder. Running sores will dog the cause that would to heaven send the untried point. The quoits we lost at sea are quite enough for Julia and for me, although I have no money for the poor, nor sturdy citadel which to defend. Let Orgelusa hear my strain perpend, let warbling lute and mighty organ roar. The choirs on quinquiremes which seaward sail unto the parting shore unleash this song, this gutta-percha dirge for queen and quail. They sing at speed, for now they have not long. Increase your worthwhile ambulance's stroke, and strike not one but many feeble folk. Excelsior! And as they near the pole, the weakest fall in faint, and then the strong, then women, children, kings, Canute and Cong, and last, yes, least, the humble cabin vole. And when we got to Nineveh, the harbour-master cried, "Begone, you evil layabouts, we have no place for you." The eldest earner's checkbook, far from new, was none the less as fresh as snow inside. We counterfeited members of the crew, especially those no steersman could abide, and quizzed the owners of a long-dead thing that never emperor knew nor mighty king, but none the less was crowned in tempest-torn Cadiz, where all the Phrygian sages died. That is, where Anne the Androphage was born, who never could abide the songs we sing. 'Tis she of whom I warn you, from inside.